something a little different coming up on Blueprint. Our man, Colin Bissett, he's long been bringing you iconic buildings here on Blueprint. Well, we thought we would let him off the leash. We gave him a new brief. Iconic, well, anything. I mean, anything designish. What did he come up with?
The light bulb moment in the development of the light bulb was a long time coming. Many of us think it was American inventor Thomas Alva Edison who actually came up with the idea, but he was in fact simply the canniest because he knew how to promote the invention. The idea of an electrical current being used to create light was first demonstrated in the early 1800s when British scientist Humphry Davy showed what happened when an electrical current was passed between two wires coated in carbon. The light was so intense and so hot that it couldn't be used domestically, but the idea of arc lamps, as they're now called, is still used today in floodlights and street lamps. It was Davy, incidentally, who invented the Davy lamp in 1815, where a burning wick was isolated with fine mesh and glass so that miners could work safely in areas that were filled with potentially explosive gas. In the 19th century, candles, oil lamps and gas lighting produced soot and noxious fumes, whereas electricity was clean. The problem was how to produce a constant light. The process took the best part of 70 years from Davy's first demonstration. Electrical current wasn't the issue, but the filament was. Most burned out within minutes. The problem was oxygen, which made the filament burn too fiercely. In the 1850s, a German watchmaker came up with the idea of placing the filament in a glass bulb. It was then a matter of finding the perfect material for the filament, and carbonised bamboo was the answer. With a sealed glass bulb, electrical current would heat up the filament so that it produced a decent light without bursting into flames. Edison took out the patent in 1879, at precisely the same time as his British rival Joseph Swan. After some legal wrangling, they became partners in the Swan Edison Electric Light Company, producing light bulbs that could burn for hundreds of hours before failing. Macy's was the first store to use them in 1883, and gradually, as electrical substations became established, the whole of New York City was lit up, making it a modern wonder. In 1910, a tungsten filament was introduced, which could withstand higher temperatures and burn brighter. And a few years later, argon gas was introduced into the light bulb, which increased the life of the filament. Almost 70% of the electrical energy was wasted through heat loss. In the 1940s, fluorescent lighting seemed to provide the answer. And yet, it's only now, thanks to the advances in LED technology, that we have efficient light bulbs that run cool and burn bright. The retro charm of the incandescent lamp remains, though, especially in inner-city cafes, where a gentle glowing filament in a glass bulb implies a sense of old-fashioned quality. A light bulb moment in the truest sense.
Truly iconic moment from Colin Bissett, the light bulb. You see, we think we're so clever with technology. Imagine a world suddenly with light at the flick of the switch.